Good evening. Here with a KUAC News Minor update, I'm Tom Hewitt. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly will be talking trash tonight as they take up a pair of ordinances related to a recycling center and renovations to transfer sites around town. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. tonight at the Juanita Helms Administration Center. A whopping 12 ordinances are scheduled for a public hearing. Two measures up for public comment concern spending $200,000 to lay the groundwork for a comprehensive community recycling program. The measures were originally scheduled to be heard at a meeting last month, but the Assembly ran out of time. The ordinances would create a business plan, conceptual design and cost estimates for a recycling program, collecting an array of materials from residents and processing them at a central location. In a related ordinance, the Assembly is considering spending $4.3 million for improvements at borough transfer sites, the trash dumping sites used by residents outside the city. According to the proposed measure, the 14 transfer sites are coming up on 20 years old and are showing wear and tear from increasing use. A master plan has been developed for improvements at various sites. Another measure before the Assembly involves zoning for marijuana businesses. The panel dug into the land use measure last month, but ran out of time before a vote took place. A video deposition of a man implicated in the 1997 John Hartman murder in Fairbanks was played in court yesterday. The interview of Jason Wallace aired as part of an evidentiary hearing being conducted to determine if four other men convicted of the crime are innocent. The Wallace deposition offered no new insight into the Hartman attack, as Wallace repeatedly invoked his Fifth Amendment right to not self-incriminate. Meanwhile, Judge Paul Lyle refuted state attorneys' attempts to suppress earlier statements Wallace made about his involvement to attorneys in 2003 while initially jailed for an unrelated killing for which he's now serving life in prison. Judge Lyle says Wallace's recently released statements about the Hartman attack can't be used against him, but will be put into the court record.
If Mr. Wallace were ever charged with anything, or any civil suit were ever filed against Mr. Wallace related to what he said to his attorney, those statements would not be admissible under the current evidence rules, but they're admissible in this proceeding.
Judge Lyle emphasized that it's still to be decided if Wallace's statements about the Hartman attack will be considered in determining the innocence of the four other men convicted of the crime. Turnout in this year's municipal election might have been the highest in more than a decade. According to the borough clerk, the borough processed 14,720 votes Tuesday, with about 2,500 more absentee and question ballots pending. The numbers are a big improvement over the last 2 years and could wind up being among the highest in 10 years for a borough election. The final vote count will be announced next Tuesday, though it's not expected to change election results. In 2013, voter turnout dropped below 10,000 ballots cast, the lowest voter participation in a municipal race since 2002. The numbers improved to about 11,500 ballots cast in the 2014 municipal election. According to a report that tracks voter data since 1989, the year with the highest ever voter turnout for a local election was 1993, when more than 19,000 people cast ballots. Borough Clerk Nancy Ashford Bingham says the canvassing board will process the absentee and question ballots on Tuesday afternoon. A study underway at Gates of the Arctic National Park is looking at how warming temperatures are eroding snow that can carry important archaeological information. KUAC's Robert Hannon reports.
Molly Tedeschi is a snow hydrologist and engineering PhD student at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. This summer, she worked in Gates of the Arctic National Park and Preserve, studying the location and dynamics of snow patches. Contrary to appearances, the structure of these snow patches, she says, is complex and multi-layered.
First of all, you're looking at the seasonal layer, some of which disappears and some of which accumulates. And then underneath that you have the snow that might be 5 or 10 years old. And then under that, you have snow that could be hundreds or even thousands of years old.
Tedeschi says what lies embedded in those older layers is drawing the attention of archaeologists. Preserved in the ice are arrow shafts, fragments of animal skins, and even soft tissues thousands of years old. Usually, these are the parts of early cultures that decay over time. So when snow patches melt, archaeologists have to move quickly to retrieve the past. Tedeschi says her work hopefully gives them an edge in that race against time.
One, which ones are melting out first, and then two, also which ones actually have archaeological potential, because some of them are laid out on terrain that is most likely was not accessed by ancient hunters, caribou hunters, which is what they're looking for.
Tedeschi hopes in the future to apply other techniques, like ground-penetrating radar, in the efforts to produce a robust predictive model on snow patch longevity. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.